Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Hello and welcome back to Directly Current, the podcast all about EV policy in the United States. This week, we're at the EV Charging Expo and Summit in Las Vegas. So we recorded from the show floor with all of the members of the EV Politics crew. Actually, sorry, not all of the members, but many of them. We'll introduce them in order, as well as a good friend, Tom Malogny. This is a fun one. It's a really short episode from the show floor, but we also have live reactions to hearing just about an hour earlier about the 25% tariffs announcement from President Trump in regards to imported vehicles. And that's a big deal, as you can imagine, for not just EVs, but the auto industry at large. And we're going to continue to cover that and much more of the federal policy news surrounding the auto industry and EVs in future episodes. But for now, please enjoy this quick reaction from many of the team here at the EV Politics Project. We are live at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. So we actually have a guest first. I'll introduce Tom Malogny.
Hello, everyone. Tom Malogny from State of Charge. And I was the unlucky guy walking by the booth when this podcast started. And Mike threw a rope out and pulled me in. So here I am. Hi, everyone.
And Tom is our spiritual leader because when we were setting up the booth, he's the only practical-minded person in this outfit. And he said, take your signage and boost it on that table. And it's worked like a charm. So thank you, Tom Malogny. And I, of course, am Mike Murphy, the founder of this crazy thing. And with me are two more people.
Hi, everyone. Sarah King. I also got roped into this lovely cowboy outfit we got going on here. Focus on incentive and EV charging.
Sarah is the best, and she keeps us focused on the policy and everything else. And then here is our executive director, the one and only Joe Sachs.
Hey, everybody. Joe Sachs here, the executive director of American EV Jobs Alliance, EV Politics Project. And I just want to say this is my first podcast, and what a great crew it is I have shared my inaugural podcast with. So thank you all, and thank you, Max, for having me.
We stole Joe from Rhode Island Politics, and he's never been to jail, which is rare there. So.
Especially anyway. With a name like Joe Sachs.
Yes.
You know, like you should be in one of the Italian-American groups in the, coming from New Jersey where I live. Call Joey Sachs. He'll take care of it.
Right. Fall right out of the loading dock. Nobody will know.
And they'll fix their EV charger for you, too. Yeah, Sarah has to leave us in a few minutes. But while we have everyone here, let's just go over. We talked with so many people, so many companies today. What are some of the most interesting entrepreneurs or things we came across?
There are a couple. I'll start. They had me on a panel today where I made the embarrassing mistake of not seeing Tom at his hand raised, and we could have quizzed some people from Rivian and Ford Pro who were great on the panel, and Electrify America. We had some tough questions, but it's been a great day. I'm really interested in the fast charge. I'm a fiend for level two, especially in multifamily. But hardware-wise, there's a lot going on with these battery-based fast charging systems that can go places where the power grid is tricky or takes you 3 years to do. There's ADS Tech from Germany is here, very interesting hardware, Electric Era from Seattle and others. So I was going to school on that stuff, as well as just meeting a ton of people from everything. And now Sarah and Max were frontline on the booth getting a lot of the incoming. We were giving out bottle openers and beer koozies too, which is a good trick. But you guys, what were interesting things that happened here?
I think mainly the bumper stickers. There are a lot of organizations that came up today that are talking about manufacturing in the States, talking about job development in the States and keeping jobs in the country. Certainly a lot of organizations talking about moving their facilities here, talking about moving their businesses here and what that means for them in the long run. And I think that's where this project and this organization falls in line with directly what's needed in the all around.
Yes, I just want to jump on that. I think one of the takeaways for me today is like this dichotomy and paradox of the excitement and enthusiasm of this space, but also the fear and uncertainty of this political climate and what this new administration, what congressional negotiations might yield for this product category. And I think it's just really important that we try and keep momentum going here. We do everything we possibly can to ensure there's money and energy and effort invested in this space. And it's exciting to hear that folks are interested in joining our cause and making sure that the kind of key provisions that have boosted this space for so long are going to stay in place. But I just want to like send out the bat signal to those listening. Please help us. We're desperately trying to make the case for these critical EV incentives to stay in place and for the momentum and energy we felt today to keep going, but they're at risk. So I'll pause there, but that was my takeaway.
I, of course, stopped at so many of the charger booths, but I was honestly overwhelmed with the amount of charging equipment. So what I tried to do is take a look at some of the different types of electric vehicle charging, let's say accessories or so forth through Sarah. I found two really interesting. One was called Cat Strap, and it is a, it's got nothing to do with cats. They make anti-theft cable coverings. And I don't know if anybody had seen recently Tesla put out a video where they're working on a possible theft deterrent for their cables that when somebody cuts the cable, it shoots dye at them. Like it blows up. And
like the bank robber thing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But it covers them in paint. What I didn't realize is this Cat Strap company, it's their technology. Tesla didn't mention that when they talked about what they're working on, but it's their technology and they have the cables here that take a half an hour to cut through, even with an angle grinder. You can eventually get through it, but no thief wants to be out in the parking lot for half an hour grinding with a 5-foot stream of sparks. That was interesting.
Can we demo it? Can we get Joe to try to cut the table and see if the blue ink washes off?
I think they'll let you bite it, but maybe not. And then there was another thing that was really interesting. I just was talking to them, and I forget the name. I think it was FireX, but there's a company making flame, like a retardant, like fire extinguishers for lithium-ion batteries. The big problem with lithium-ion batteries in EVs is when the cars do have a fire, and occasionally they do, that it's not at a greater risk than a combustion vehicle to have a fire. But when you store that much energy, anything's going to occasionally have fires. The problem with EVs is they're almost impossible to put out, and it creates a lot of problems for the fire departments. They claim to have a technology now, a special kind of encapsulating foam that will put the battery out and will not reignite later on. So I thought that was really interesting. And they said they're working with a couple dozen fire departments already. And the results are that it works, that this new type of fire retardant will put out the EV batteries and keep them out.
That'll be a huge hit in municipal sales if it works and the price point is right.
Yeah.
What do you guys, I'll tell you, there was one, this thing is a huge show. There are two big, every kind of fast charger here, brands I've never heard of, the brands you have, the installers, software, and a lot of good energy despite the worry about concern. But boy, I felt a little chill go through the crowd today when the news wires hit about a proposed 25% tariff on all vehicles, which apparently hit the news today. Were you guys vibing that too?
Yeah, I felt the chill.
Yeah.
I was talking to a few organizations that I've known for a long time, and everyone pretty much saw a break and had their heads down for half a minute. But I think within that too, everyone started talking about how to band together within the industry. We hear breaking news like that a lot these days. And there's a lot of movement constantly, and it's important to stay up to date. But at the same time, I'm seeing a lot of industry balance and camaraderie in terms of what folks are actually wanting to accomplish. So things will happen on the news cycle, certainly, but we've got each other.
Yeah, no, it's true. Somebody from one of the big auto companies came by. It looked like they'd seen a ghost right after it did. Are they trying to make our lives terrible?
It's crazy because the national politics is imported vehicles. We're all here in America, but you go to a trade show like this and the entrepreneurs, the business people, they're Chinese, they're Canadian, they're US American, they're English, they're some other brand of European, but our friends at Chempower had amazing puffins at their booth, right? But there's been so much great technology and energy in this space, puffins included, from everyone. And that's the spirit of globalism. That's the spirit of working together. And lots of these people want there to be sustainable jobs if they can have plants in the U.S. Case in point, BMW right now and Volkswagen, Toyota have massive manufacturing in the U.S., regardless if they make mostly combustion vehicles.
Hyundai, massive
Hyundai
plant
too.
There.
Yeah. And in EVs, it's only getting better, which maybe means they're more tariff-proof. But so far, lots of stuff is still imported in this tariff news. It's terrifying people.
It's in the current climate, it's impossible for these companies to function and plan. Every week, they're getting hit with some other new, crazy new tariff or idea. We don't benefit from that. We really don't. I understand it may perhaps it's used as a negotiating tactic. There's a lot of different ways you can negotiate. I don't see how these broad tariffs like this are going to help our economy, our jobs. It's mind-boggling to me sometimes, guys, to really see this news cycle of how we're treating some of our good trade partners and friends and allies by slamming these tariffs on their products. They're just reciprocate. We export a lot of different products. You want to tariff their cars? Oh, great. They're going to tariff our grain and our bourbon and other things that are made here. Who wins? Just keep tariffing each other until nobody buys anything but the stuff that's made in their country? It's just, yeah. I don't know. I don't know where we're going with this, but it doesn't seem like it's in good direction.
I'll tell you, if this continues, I won't be surprised that in 18 months to 2 years, the Canadian government says we got all our auto plants half shut down because so let the Chinese in.
Yeah.
And China's been more than happy to take over the Canadian auto market, which they're capable of doing. So other than that low beat, it was pretty upbeat. Max, any other observations here? And then I'll tell our listeners our big finish tonight, what we're going to do before another great day tomorrow here.
Yeah, Tom mentioned one company in EV fire safety. We also were booth neighbors with EV Safety, who made fire blankets for fire departments, also super important. So I love that, like, every little possible niche you can imagine. By the way, Sarah's leaving us. Thanks for her.
It's Sarah's birthday. She's off to much more fun in Vegas. And you know, we have the bail money ready, Sarah, so don't go safe.
You're my first company. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. See you.
Thank you to Sarah. And of course, she also keeps all of the lights on for us as well. But it was just interesting seeing every possible niche you could imagine. Mike's joke, the charging cover plugs, but also the canopies, every possible design of a station. Like, I was heartened by that because it showed me, like, oh, this isn't just a business for someone in China who makes electronic power modules.
Yeah.
This is a business for anyone who can make anything.
There was a guy who sells the cabinets for the DC fast chargers, and he's adapting to America's American-made, American steel, American paint. I'm an American. But yeah, every kind of part, every kind of clever new idea, a lot of software people, it's been great. But here's our big finish. This thing is being held at the Westgate Hotel in Vegas, which used to be the Hilton. But before that, it was the International, home of the great Elvis Presley. This is where Colonel Parker came to put Elvis into Vegas. So tonight, we've got tickets to The King Is Back. They've got an Elvis salute show. So that's going to be our high entertainment before we hit the booths again tomorrow.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you want to follow up on, Mike, from your keynote talk today? Just teasers for what we're doing here.
Real quick, the keynote was about both commercial and regular consumer light vehicles, the free market system taking over. The subsidies are important, but we're seeing particularly in fleet that the economics are starting to make more and more sense. You have a delivery company, you're driving a van 70 miles a day. Electric is becoming super competitive economically, and that's what we heard from a lot of those companies. We still need the subsidies, which is what we're fighting for. But it was an upbeat tone about how the capital investment to widen charging, level two and fast charging, is increasingly powered by getting a decent rate of return, which is a superpower. And when that starts working, it's really going to take off. Tom, I'm going to let you, as a 12-year veteran of the EV wars, and if you're not listening to the State of Charge YouTube channel or Batteries Included podcast with Tom, you are missing everything, particularly if you're interested in buying a home charger. There's only one place you need to go, which is either Tom's channel or his website. So, Tom, you're going to wrap us up here with some insight as somebody who really knows this EV space.
So, well, what I want to wrap up with saying is I'm super impressed with what I'm seeing here today. This show keeps getting bigger every year. And a lot of people talk about, with the current political landscape and money maybe drying up, is this EV thing going to slow down or people going to stop investing? From everything that I've seen here today, it's the exact opposite. The evolution, the transition to electric vehicles is stronger than ever right now. There are more companies pouring millions and millions of dollars into infrastructure, into equipment, battery storage, it's not a matter of Biden supporting EVs or Trump not supporting EVs. The industry is going to move forward regardless. Now, one administration might grease the wheels a little more than the next, but that'll only make a little difference in the grand scheme of things. We are transitioning to electric transport, period. It's just a matter of whether the U.S. is going to lag behind the world or if we're going to be a leader.
Yeah, very inspiring, Tom. I just want to make one more note. I spoke to one of our friends here at Wallbox, and he just mentioned, obviously, things are very divided right now. There's the whole Tesla-Elon animus. Someone, I'm not sure who, but someone saw him, Wallbox, and they may have had a Tesla charger for comparison, but they just assumed he was associated with Tesla. They called him a MAGA hat and all that stuff. And let's remember at the end of the day here.
Wallbox, the Spanish company that builds in Texas?
Yes.
I own a Wallbox charger.
Yeah.
I don't have a MAGA hat. What's going on here? I got to talk to this guy.
Yeah, let's not vandalize cars. Let's not quick assumptions about people. I understand totally why many people are very turned off by all of that stuff going on. But I think it's important to be civil. Everyone here is an honest business person, really, or as close to as honest as a business person can be. Everyone wants to make money, and we're all just trying to work together. So let's keep that in mind.
All right. That's all for now on Directly Current, the EV Politics Podcast. I've been Max Patton. Thank you so much for my colleagues for joining me from the show floor at the EV Charging Summit and Expo in Las Vegas. Really fun. We hope to attend more of these conferences and see all of you in EV world. But yeah, in 2 weeks, we will have a new episode with another special guest to discuss, as you can imagine, much, much more news about U.S. manufacturing, jobs with electric vehicles, and all of that news, because it's coming a mile a minute with this administration. In the times we live in, Confucius was right. Thanks so much for joining me. See you in 2 weeks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.